July 28, 1899. The cross is the noblest mark in the soul. This morning, my adorable Jesus came with an appearance all admirable and mysterious. He was wearing a chain around his neck, hanging over his whole breast. At one end of the chain, one could see something like a bow. At the other end, something like a quiver full of precious stones and gems, which formed an ornament of the most beautiful sort on the breast of my sweet Jesus. He also had a lance in his hand. While in this appearance, he told me, "The human life is a game. Some play pleasure, some play money, some their own lives, and many other games that they play. I too delight in playing with souls. But what are these jokes that I make? They are the crosses which I send. If they receive them with resignation and they thank me for them, I amuse myself and I play with them, delighting immensely, receiving great honor and glory, and letting them make the greatest gains. As he was saying this, he began to touch me with the lance. From the bow and the quiver came out all those precious stones that were contained in it, and they turned into many crosses and arrows that wounded the creatures. Some of them, but extremely few, rejoiced, kissed them, and thanked him, engaging in a game with Jesus. Others, then, would take them and throw them in his face. Oh, how afflicted was Jesus left, and what a great loss for those souls!" Then Jesus added, "This is the thirst which I cried out on the cross, such that, unable to quench it entirely at that time, I delight in continuing to quench it in the souls of my dear ones who suffer. So, when you suffer, you come to give a refreshment to my thirst." As he came other times, and I prayed him to free the confessor who was suffering, he told me, "My daughter, don't you know that the noblest mark I can impress in my dear children is the cross?"